Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the three most important things you'll hear today. Alex Dono's Top 3 on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM.
So top three things it looks like I was wrong about before football season started. Number three, this doesn't relate to South Florida teams. Well, it kind of does because one of these teams is the gatekeeper of the conference that you're in. But a statement that I would make commonly before the season started, the New England Patriots are absolutely the same Patriots, I said. There will be no drop-off. There will be no dip. You're still looking at a 12-13 win season. You're still looking at an absolute stranglehold, not only on the division, but on the conference. Now I have my doubts. And hear me out. I'm not saying the Patriots are finished. I'm not saying they missed the playoffs. I'm not even saying that this is the year the Dolphins take over the AFC East. But friends, these are not the same Patriots. These are not the same consistent, dominant Patriots you saw between 01 to 17. The Patriots' receiving core has been in peril. Okay, I know what you're thinking. That's going to get dramatically better with Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon's going to become what Randy Moss was in 2008, amazing reclamation story. I'll believe it when I see it, man. I mean, keep in mind, Josh Gordon hasn't had a good season since 2013. Isn't that kind of alarming to you? And I know that only makes the miracle that Belichick may pull off look even more impressive. But the last time Josh Gordon had a good, great season, 2013. Previous 4 years, he's been either suspended or in rehab, Josh Gordon. So even given the type of miracles that Belichick has pulled off in Brady, to think Josh Gordon is going to become a Pro Bowler the next Randy Moss might be getting a little bit ahead of yourself on that one. Tommy Brady. Yeah, he's had a lack of a consistency at wide receiver, but yards per attempt is a full yard less than Ryan Tannehill right now. 6.44 compared to Tannehill's 7.54. Brady's completion percentage actually 9% lower than Ryan Tannehill's is right now. You know, Patriots are probably still going to be good by the time this season ends, but they have weaknesses. The Patriots are human. They are beatable. I think the Dolphins take it this Sunday. I understand why the Pats are a 7-point favorite. They're at home. Dolphins haven't beaten them in Foxborough since 2008. That was the Wildcat game. Tom Brady was injured that game. Patriots haven't lost three straight games in any season since 2002, Tom Brady's second year. I can understand why the betting public and the odds makers think the Patriots are a touchdown favorite. But I think it's going to take a couple more weeks before that team really snaps out of their funk. I think the time to beat them in New England is this week. I'm glad we're facing them in Foxborough week four and not week seven, eight, nine. So that to me is number three, a statement that I made that I doubt. I think I was wrong saying the Patriots are still the same Patriots. Another statement I was dead wrong about. We just talked about this, Tito. I said this quite a bit before the season started. The Miami Dolphins are still not an exciting team. But now, thanks to people like Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant, Xavien Howard getting two interceptions every game, that statement could not be further from the truth to say the Dolphins are still not exciting. And part of that topic, this was something we talked about a lot before the NFL season started. Going back prior to week one, this is something I quoted on the show. This is something that Ryan Yousefi wrote about in the New Times. There was a piece on Yard Barker before the season started. They ranked every NFL team based on their excitement factor from 1 to 32. compelling players, compelling stories, fun to watch, 1 to 32. Dolphins came up 31, only in front of the Buffalo Bills. And this is what they wrote, going back to that. If anything should prevent quarterback Ryan Tannehill from suiting up, the much maligned Brock Osweiler is the next man up. That in itself would be downright scary. On top of that head-scratching signing, the team traded away its best receiver. They're talking about Jarvis Landry. Anybody miss Jarvis Landry right now? You know, it's not to say he didn't have a good game with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland last week, but seeing what Wilson, Grant, Stills have been doing, nobody in South Florida misses Jarvis Landry right now. Also gone, they wrote, is defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Well, defense looks a lot better. We like the addition, they write, of running back Frank Gore, but at 35, he is no spring chicken. Furthermore, head coach Adam Gase is already considered to be on the hot seat, and it's not even September. Whoops! That seat, not so hot anymore, my friends. How hot is Adam Gase's seat right now?
Pretty cold.
It's about 3 below 0. It's like a beer at Twin Peaks. It's cold, below freezing.
Colder than ice. What's colder than ice? Black ice.
I'll take your word for it. I've never touched black ice before. So that's colder than regular ice?
It's actually from the movie Blades of Glory. I just completely took that.
Oh, I've watched it, but not in 10
years. It's a bad movie. We don't have to talk about it, yeah.
Listen, I laugh at any Will Ferrell movie, but that's not like at the top for me.
Not even in the top 10.
Top 3 Will Ferrell movies. Step Brothers, Anchorman, Semi-Pro? I don't know. What do you go number 3?
I might go old school.
Well, yeah, except like, to me, he wasn't like the real starring role in that movie. I consider that to be a Luke Wilson movie more than a Will Ferrell.
The Other Guys.
That's a good movie with Mocky Mock. The Other Guys is a good
fantastic movie.
You know, I really, probably more than I should, I really like the movie Daddy's Home. I'm yet to watch the sequel.
It got awful reviews.
I thought that movie was funny, especially when like Mark Wahlberg was the biological father of the children. Will Ferrell was like the stepdad. I love when Wahlberg, like, he just shows up and he's like reading the kids bedtime stories about how the handsome prince comes back to save the kids from the troll. Like, I found that movie to be incredibly funny. Daddy's Home. It's good enough to make a sequel, man. Good enough to make, which I have not seen the sequel yet.
I would suggest you not.
So the number one thing that I have been wrong about, now that football season is about a month in. Well, about a month for college, 3 weeks for pros. This is a statement, Tito, that I made a lot before the season started. And I believe it was right at the time, no longer valid. N'Kosi Perry is not ready to lead the Hurricanes. How many times did I say that prior to the LSU game? And it may have been true then. It's not true now. Now, he did get himself suspended for the opener. Hadn't taken a single collegiate snap until the Savannah State game. But I really thought that Malik Rozier was being unfairly underestimated. What? Is that my identity thief chiming in? Sounds just like me.
Possibly.
Could be. But now that N'Kosi Perry has gotten a chance to play and he's getting a chance to develop, I think we can all see the difference. And we can see that he is the quarterback, I believe, gives Miami now the best chance to win. And I believe he will be. Should be the starting quarterback moving forward. Ooh, Talladega Nights. Where does that rank in Will Ferrell movies?
I thought it was funny, but it's not. I don't think that's top. Yeah. It might be top 5. I don't know. I don't think it's top 5.
Can we agree on Anchorman and Step Brothers, though?
Agree on those? Those are top 3. Easy.
Yeah, I think figuring out the third. So I do really like Semi-Pro. I don't know. Until somebody gives me a more compelling option, because Talladega Nights ain't it. The movie Elf was good, but I can only watch that around Christmas. Like, to me, seasonal movies should be disqualified. Because, I can't watch Elf, like, in June. I can only watch Elf, like, December 24th, and that's it.
I feel like I know more Will Ferrell movies, but I'm just blanking hard right now.
I put you on the spot. It's not that easy. It is not that easy. What about, like, a serious flick, like Stranger Than Fiction? Talked about The Other Guys. I haven't seen, like, what was that movie? Didn't he do a movie with Kevin Hart? I've not seen that one.
Get Hard. It was bad. Very bad. Yeah? Very, very bad.
Yeah, I never saw that one. I don't know, man.
A lot of love for old school coming in, man. Look at this.
Yeah, just like I don't consider it a Will Ferrell movie. Giant ensemble cast. That was as much a Vince Vaughn and a Luke Wilson movie as it was a Will Ferrell movie.
Kicking and Screaming. Somebody just texted in the one where he coaches.
I like that movie. It was funny.
I don't know. I don't know if that's top three, though.
It skews a little bit younger, right? I feel like I can comfortably show that to my kid in a few years and like not like where I'm not going to go out of my way to show him Step Brothers until he can understand the potty humor a little bit more. But yeah, that was the movie where he coaches like Ditka. Yeah. As the texter wrote in. I don't know. We'll take more suggestions. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. So I gave you the top three things that statements I made before football season that I think I was wrong about. Number one, I said Nicosi Perry not ready to leave the Hurricanes. I believe now he is. Number two, the Dolphins are still unexciting. Wrong. Then number three, the Patriots are the same Patriots. I don't know. A lot of people telling me that. Until the Patriots are mathematically eliminated, I will not doubt them. Ooh, this is a good stat. In 2012, they started 1-2 and made it to the AFC Championship game. I forgot that they started 1-2 that year. Jeez. So here's what's going to happen. In 2 months, I'm going to have to go back and say, this is what I was wrong about 3 weeks into the football season after the Patriots end up turning it around and going 14-2 on the year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.